Welcome to Shattered Ships, brought to you by Fandom Encounters. This is your DM, Matt, guiding you on your pirate adventure through the seas of Corsair. Join our party, the human Fae Wanderer Ranger, Tesha Gwyn, played by Bobby, the Sea Elf Pirate Kensei Monk Trigger, played by Seth, and the Owlin Swords Bard, played by Alan, as they do their best to navigate this new world and find their place in it. In Corsair, where piracy is freedom, and freedom is dangerous. Our crew is gathered in a haven within the Forgotten Escape, having been guided by Marilyn to embrace the power and a whole lot of lore on the Keepers, this collection of clerics, the world's only clerics, in this divine circle of magic. You've all kind of reached out to the one that perhaps spoke to you the most. And you can feel their presence, even though they are not physically here with you, as Marilyn has her eyes closed, channeling this power, sweat beating at her forehead as she kind of continues this divine meditation. Each of you with this... mute this for a second. Each of you with this powerful being behind you, having begun a deal of sorts, staring at the amulet that you found long ago. That is being... You can feel the connection between Marilyn, the Keeper of Nature. You can feel Loam, the Keeper of Peace. You can feel Rattle, the Keeper of Order. You can feel this squid-faced woman, the Keeper of War, channeling the energies, kind of harmonizing as one together into this amulet, as kind of one by one. I'll say that you're hearing these voices in your heads, each of you. So none of you are aware of what each of the other keepers is saying to their respective sort of ally. as Loam speaks to Yukachi. In order to embrace the ideals of peace, I offer you a challenge. You are free to use this power. It will become stronger should you do as I ask. My challenge to you, Kachi, should you I wrote them in the wrong place. Sorry. My challenge to you, win a fight with your words. Not everything needs to devolve to violence. Sometimes you can spare hurt in that way. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I feel you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you can like almost like feel the glow as if you are wearing this amulet on your chest. Gwyn, you feel this kind of like this almost like not quite, he doesn't feel uncomfortable, but it's just like hands behind his back. There isn't like a hand on your shoulder, just hands behind his back staring kind of into you. Turn, Gwyn. You will be able to use this power sparingly. You can use it more often should you achieve your designation. Right a wrong. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good.
Also, how crazy that we chose peace, war, and order, right?
Oh, I was thinking sure. The same thing, but...
I didn't till just now. I was like, well, good luck, because he chose war. And then I'm like, oh, God, wait, I'm the middle.
Oddly perfect. Right yeah. Or wrong. Trigger, you feel this kind of tentacle, like... like spin you around.
My task for you is
simple to start. Kill someone who deserves it.
Oh, yeah, totally. But while I have you here, did you, like, not like the Cyclops? Like, you seem to be, like, really, like, grossed out by it. Like, I understand. Intimidating, probably, from, like, a sexual standpoint.
There will come a day when I wrap my tentacles around his throat and feel his heart stop beating.
Okay, but you mean in, like, a fun, like, kind of adult time kind of way, right?
Not
again. I'll go kill somebody.
Above table. So is this kiss stick? No, the kiss stick was arcane. So this is someone else that we don't know their name is.
This is someone else that you do not know.
Heard.
Oh, wait, what's your name?
I no longer have one.
Oh.
I lost my name when they took my face.
That sucks. I don't know what sucks more, losing your face or losing your name. You want me to kill that person?
Do other people find you endearing?
I don't really know what that word means, but probably.
We'll see.
Okay. Cool. I'll go kill somebody, I guess.
As the aura of this amulet continues to connect all of these figures here, the amulet begins to glow and charge. This glowing silver light of twilight, kind of almost like shifting the atmosphere of the haven that you're all in. As the atmosphere outside of this haven approaches twilight, as the evening progresses, the world and this haven begin to harmonize, and so you feel the amulet become empowered. Made a note to make it into D&D Beyond. But you all now have the Twilight Amulet. So anyone in the party can wear it. It doesn't matter exactly. As long as you can see this amulet, you can use a bonus action to roll up to half of your hit dice. Plus your constitution modifier and health. So if you wanted to, like, if you wanted to roll two hit dice plus your constitution modifier, you can do that as a bonus action. Right now, you can do that once per long rest. Should you satisfy the task given to you by the keepers, you can do it every short rest. And this continues to increase as long as you maintain your connection to the keepers. That will grow with you. So at level 5, it still stays at 2, but at level 6, it becomes 3, like 3 hit dice. And then basically it goes up 1 for every 2 levels.
And so we all have a charge from it?
Everyone has a charge. Anyone in your party who can see it, if you were to, like, bring, like, if you were, like, fighting, if you brought Marilyn along, Marilyn could use it as well. Kettle could use it. Like, whoever you trust has that connection. I'll even say anyone who's, like, a part of your crew. So I don't know if you consider Marilyn part of your crew, but, like, people who, like, basically live in the House of Violets or the people you are close with, you can extend that protection to them. Like, if you offer, they can use it.
And you can roll how many hit dice? Up to half of yours?
Up to half of your hit dice.
Right.
So, like, if you rolled, like, one now, you could roll one later. So you have, like, half of your hit dice to use throughout the day.
Does this happen to be in D&D Beyond, Matt?
I don't think it is. I just made a note to make it. It's based on something in the D&D, in the Dungeon Master's Guide.
Okay.
I need to go and see if that item is in D&D Beyond or make it.
Cool.
And I might just add it. Like, if I make it, I might just add it to everyone's inventory so that you all can reference it. Because it doesn't really matter who's wearing it.
Yeah, it's not like we need it tonight for anything, right?
Lester's house blew up again.
Again.
But as, like, this boom, this twilight aura fills the room, one by one, these sort of keepers begin to, like, fade into the distance, like almost like as if they were specters. And they,
if you hear my parents or anybody, tell them I'm okay.
As Marilyn's eyes kind of open up, it worked, right?
I think.
Wow, I just had deja vu. Yeah.
Excellent.
I didn't know you could speak Infernal.
It worked, didn't it?
Deja vu?
Oh yeah! Look at us—we're all speaking Infernal. Yeah.
Oh, is that? Oh no! That
is... Oh, I don't know what a Parisian accent is in New York.
C'est bon.
No.
C'est bon.
Say bon.
I think it worked.
Hey, buongiorno. No, that's
pretty
Italian.
Well.
Trey bon. Yeah, no.
Trey bon.
Yeah, we or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, the Eiffel Tower. Yeah. Oh yeah, shit. I gotta win a fight with words.
What?
You know, your guess is as good as mine.
Like, do you want to do it, like, right now?
I think it has to be, like, in a moment. I don't think it can be, like, the three of us.
Yeah, this group seemed important. I'm sure they want the moment, the task to be.
Ah, you found a loophole.
I write wrong.
Gotcha, you got an owl in, and you're like...
Yeah, like, I am.
Oh, I guess you won. Okay. That's crazy. I gotta kill somebody.
Oh god, like anybody?
Weren't
you walking towards the magic one?
Oh, yeah, I was gonna, and then I remember that magic's like bullshit, so it doesn't really matter.
But wasn't that like your whole thing, was like trying to find the pirate?
Well, I thought it'd be cool, but she's lower down on the list anyways. I was kind of just going to ask her, like, what her experience was, you know, how she got into what she does. Does she have any recommendations as I continue on, like, any networking skills, stuff like that. Then I thought about the place that I feel best at, and it's when people are, like, blowing up around me. So I went towards the war one.
Damn. Well, all domains seem lovely, Marilyn. A real ragtag group.
Hey. Yes.
Well, yeah, is there anyone on death row in town?
Yeah, the person I gotta kill has to be, like, you know, deserve it, which I...
Is that true?
So some sort of killing, death, grave, war, I suppose it could be any of those. I'm not really particularly close with any of them. Some of them have risen to their position since I've been stuck in Cursed Cove, so some of my knowledge is limited, I'm afraid.
Wait, who?
Some of the domains, they've sort of come into power after placed here, so I just don't... I've never met some of them. Loam, I've known, I've heard there was sort of a reference to her, I think, it's... We know we're sort of co-workers, I suppose, but not all of us are friends.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Does not seem like the kind of person who wants to be friends.
I hope they serve you well. If they are a keeper, they're a person of immense power that can be used for good or bad, I suppose.
Gwyn, what do you have to do?
What I do every day, right or wrong.
Oh, also it should be breeze, you know, do it before bedtime.
I do feel that when I think of that, my gut instinct is return Lester's headband back to him. That is my first thought.
Oh, yeah, and I could probably kill one of the Veridas people.
The wording was just kill anybody.
No, it was kill somebody who deserves it, but like,
so fair, but I look at you, I'm like,
yeah, like the way that like Gwyn like brutally slashed that one guy's throat the other night, like that was, he totally deserved it, right?
It was the veins on his forearms.
Oh yeah, sorry, all the blood kind of got my eye. I think, by the way, I should get that checked out.
splash zone.
Yeah, splash zone. Yeah.
We only won!
But we don't know if he deserved it.
I will not
it.
Take the slander of my clean kill.
Of course he deserved it. Gwen used his best judgment because he said that he was going to open a bakery. Actually, now that I think about it, that doesn't sound like somebody who deserves to die.
He broke into Lester's home.
Now that. That's a crime.
Are you denying that he broke in and was responsible for robbing the intelligence of one of Marilyn's closest friends?
It's fair.
Yeah, but does that merit death? Like, I don't even know if the pirate code is that harsh. Most of the time, it's like, well, you get your hand cut off. Up,
you'd be okay with it?
Well, no, he definitely cut off your arm.
Well, great. This was a good conversation. So it sounds like you don't know what you're talking about.
I think as I start to leave, you know, when you're thinking about like the code and ethics of the curse breakers, like we are like judge, jury, and executioner, and like as that, like do we get full say? Just whoever dies, like.
Well, seem like typically the people that die are sort of like monsters.
What are we talking about? If someone attacks us, we kill them. That's okay.
I feel it's like so we should have a system of checks and balances to keep all of us alive.
No, but you see, that's like instrumentally flawed because at some point you're just going to get too clogged up in the system. If you have two bodies who just argue every single day, then maybe.
Are you saying you're the third party option?
What?
No, Kachi, what you're suggesting is the people who enact the laws need to be the people who also understand and create those laws. Therefore, you're arguing for less division of power.
But you see, as I was saying earlier, with, you know, the male system and having it all be equalized, you have to have that wealth be accurately taxed. You know, you can't just have them go for tax breaks up at the top. Then that's just like sticking all that wealth up there.
This is why you find a captain and the captain enacts justice. You are our captain. Therefore,
God.
You, first of all, don't be stupid. God doesn't exist. But second off,
is right. They don't exist anymore.
Ah, fair. All right. So you're saying that we can separate church and ship.
What? wander off.
As you guys, this conversation continues as you guys go back home.
Oh, wait. Before we actually left the Forgotten Escape, I did want to ask Kettle. Kettle, how was your curse breaking biz going?
Oh, yeah. You stop in with Kettle. Who is, like, by this time probably like taking up some plates as the place has started to thin out a little bit. And she kind of like comes like is washing her hands like, oh, it was great. Okay, so there was these giant lizard. Well, there was evidence of these giant lizards. They were gone by the time me and my crew got there. But we definitely investigated it. We determined that lizards, like these giant lizards, caused a cave-in. We like pulled out like there's like one guy that got buried. We pulled him out in time to like bring him back. Yeah, we basically saved the day.
Are giant lizards known to burrow?
Give me a.
We didn't really poke any holes in this story last time.
Give me a survival.
I know she's telling the truth. I'm not saying this child is lying. I'm trying to say, is this abnormal, or do we think someone's
trust no one?
Welcome.
Well, you asked that. Was the guy that was on the ground, was he, did he wear a blue scarf or anything like that?
Nah, it was a shopkeeper.
Oh, okay.
Just ran like a little apothecary down the road. So it's good because then when he can he mixes up some so he helps people out. So it's nice. So like we got him. One of his hands got crushed, but he couldn't do anything about that. I gave him some soup.
Oh, I mean, that's good. Your soup is good, yeah.
Gwen,
what'd you get?
I don't know what I'm adding. What check am I making?
Give me a survival check to see kind of like what do you know about giant lizard, I guess, or animal handling.
18.
You probably haven't necessarily heard of giant lizards that burrow.
My brain is really on the like. The tunnels under the city are bad.
Yeah.
I'm scared about that. So I just want to realize that.
Give me an insight check. Just kind of like, putting clues together that as Kettle kind of rattles off this, like, her first Curse Breaker mission.
Can I give Gwyn the help action?
Yeah.
Just by talking about the apothecary, like, yeah, you know, we've, you know, having a cave-in like that is, like, interesting in the apothecary.
Insight? Would you believe 11 with advantage and a plus 6?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
You're not really getting any, like, gleaning in more information. She's just not really not really focusing on helpful details necessarily. It's more just about, like, you get the sense that, like, maybe she's embellishing some of this. Like, how Wok, her turtle, was able to kind of, like, move a boulder by itself. and elements of that. But you don't really pick up any other details from the story.
This is the big brother in me. I just want you to be careful. There might be blue-robed wizards. And if you see anyone with a blue scarf or anyone who... Yeah. What's their code phrase? What time is it? Summertime?
The truth will be revealed.
Yeah, we answer...
We speak uncover the truth.
Who do we serve? We serve the truth.
We only speak the truth. I regret that now.
We only speak the truth.
Who
do we serve? The response is we serve the truth and then say that you were told to run and then just run away.
Oh,
but, yeah. And if you need any help with any of the...
Like, okay, so blue robe people tell them that. And you guys...
If they ask, it could save your life.
How'd you guys find that out?
Yeah.
We helped fight Lester's house.
Yeah, we killed them.
They stole... It's a long story. We're helping your mom's friend.
Curse breaking.
Oh, damn.
Okay. We're curse breaking. Yeah. We are your superiors in curse breaking. So if you need any help...
We serve the truth, and I have orders to run away.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
Protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. And come find us. Or your mom.
Yeah. We're kind of responsible for you now, and I think of you as, like, my own child. So, you know, keep yourself safe.
Okay. Okay, little guy. I kind of claps Trigger on the shoulder.
I didn't like that.
What are you talking about? That's how all kids talk to the parent, you know? We're real friendly, like.
Okay, little guy?
And they dismissed you.
Little guy, Kettle, who is, like, at your height. Half goblin, half elf. Takes half the goblin.
I just feel like I don't get enough respect, you know?
That's not true. You are so respected here.
You command respect. Now let's go get your skateboard. Come on.
Okay.
The way that you guys have chosen to handle me as a character is such a fucking...
it's so silly. But you can pass on some sibling-esque advice to Kettle as she bragged about her mission. Very kind. And you guys leave to head to skateboard back to the House of Violets. As you guys go to leave, because I forgot, you guys are outside, and then Bash comes running up to you guys. Wait. Okay. My mom had me sneak back into Lester's, and I found his spellbook.
Shit.
Yeah.
Won't be needing that.
She was supposed to give it to you. I forgot to give it to you. Here you go.
Thank you!
No problem.
Yo, this is me. Oh wait, is Lester still here? Is he upstairs, or is he back? We left him here for the day, right?
He said that he needed to go back. He wanted to go back home.
You let him go?
No, I walked him to your guys' house.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Thank you, Bash.
Absolutely. I got this. I'm very capable.
Okay. Bye, Bash. Thank you.
Thanks for the book that nobody wants. Appreciate it.
No, we love this. Thank you so much.
I'll flip the
bash. Amazing. Thank
points.
You.
Sick. Bash adds it to her apron tips.
Kachi, can you look through this and make sure that this is the right spellbook and not a cursed tome or something?
Can I, as we're like walking back, can I like sleight of hand it first just to make sure it's not going to like blow up in my face.
You like check it out to see if there's like a latch or a lock or something shady going on.
I know I'm paranoid, but weren't we warned that there were like cursed items in this house?
No, you're not wrong. I mean, I get it. I just don't want it to blow up in my face when you're the one who might need it, and you're like, "Hey, have this spell book. Look
inside."
Well,
I don't do magic, so I don't know what this is.
Fair.
And I don't want to give it to a wizard, and then he goes crazy with it. You know?
Blows.
Oh, yeah. So even if I can, I am proficient in Arcana, so I can even like do check of that or something.
Is there like a find familiar spell on this one?
Give me an investigation or give me an Arcana check. I'll say with advantage, with Gwyn, kind of with the encouragement from Gwyn.
Because I just feel like Lester deserves a patch.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Kind of combining this sleight of hand skill with your Arcana abilities, like you've worked with magical weapons before, you understand magic, magical items to an extent. You kind of glance around. It doesn't seem to be trapped or warded in any way. But with a 20, you get the
sense. You gotta tickle the spine.
You get the sense that maybe it was. And someone has disarmed it in order to, like, take it out of Lester's house. I'd say with a 20, you get the sense that Bash probably did. Bash was able to disarm it and get it out safely, making it safe for all of you to carry and then deliver to Lester.
Okay, I owe that kid another gold coin because that's fucking badass.
Why?
Bash disarmed whatever like spell was warding the spellbook to keep it, you know, safe inside Lester's house.
Bash isn't their bard. Right?
No.
Pluck.
Is Bash not like a little fighter? That's what I imagined, right?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's a little sorcerer in the making.
She's.
I mean, could be a little rough.
That you've learned from about Bash is that she's very well connected.
Hmm. Oh, she's a little rogue.
You definitely get that vibe.
Cool.
All right. We need to talk to Bash a little more, see what underground roots she's got going on.
Yeah, okay, can we stop talking to people, though? Can we please go home?
Yes, we're going home, Trigger.
It's literally been the longest day of my life.
You guys stumble home. Trigger, as you look over your shoulder, you see your new old friends now skateboarding in the dark. Bambug Bera is grinding. They've got some lights set up. It looks like a fun time, but it is just too late for you to join Johnny Knox Vendelkin and Steve Gnome as they continue to shred. I regret not saying Steve Ogre, because I feel like Steve Ogre is a better one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Steve Gnome being so small.
Steve Gnome. Itty bitty.
Steve Gnome.
But you guys safely make it back to the House of Violets. Unimpeded, as it is very late, but you guys do kind of reach home once again. Entering the door, the house is quiet. It doesn't seem like anyone is stirring.
Bass, wake up!
As you guys open the door and step inside, momentarily, like a very sleepy ghost drifts through the floor of the upstairs down.
Welcome home. Is there anything I can get for you? Or perhaps a hot chocolate?
A what?
A hot chocolate. A warm beverage. It's very sweet.
And why you haven't offered this already leaves me slightly irate, but I will forgive. Go to it!
Oh, of course. Three? Or is anyone, would someone like anything else?
Yeah, I'll take three. How many do you guys want?
Okay, we do not need you up at all hours of the night. Just
I sleep for 4 hours at all.
Yeah,
like that's
I don't need you sleeping for two. That's what I'm saying.
Is Lester awake?
I believe Bash. I believe she introduced herself. Made sure he made it here safely. He turned in a bit ago. He's been asleep for a while.
Okay.
Is everything all right? Let me do. I can collect him.
Can't do spellbook, right?
I could potentially read a spell book. I don't know that I could do anything with it.
I just thought Lester seems so lonely. I feel like he deserves like a dog or someone to walk him around town. And I just feel like the find familiar spell would be really useful for him.
Well, if you want, how about this? Why don't we all gather at the table? Maybe we'll peruse his little wizard's book a little bit. I don't know what last. I know spells, but you know, yeah.
Might not even be in there. You know? And then if it is in there, I can go and ask if he wants some hot chocolate.
Perfect. And he did mention losing his favorite slippers, so we also want to look for the locate object spell as well. Just remember.
You have eyes and can actually read, Gwyn. I don't understand.
Well, I can't read that.
Why not?
I read the book. It's spells.
You can't. Wait. It doesn't. Is it not words?
I don't know. I've never read a wizard spellbook. I imagine it's really hard.
What are people putting in these books these days? Yeah, let's take a look.
Bastion makes three hot chocolates for Trigger, and then whatever drink to accompany the two of you would like, he'll provide it as well, whether it's hot chocolate or something else. Just some sort of... He feels the need to do something comforting for all of you as you get home. And then he sits down at the table with all of you to lend his assistance, his help, as you begin to investigate this book. As you open up Lester's spell book, it appears to be very old. It doesn't seem to be super well taken care of, often forgotten and often damaged. There was a time where he, in order to try to remember his spells, would tear them out and plaster them all over the wall. So even their spells that he once knew may be missing, depending on where they are. So with this, it's going to be a series of sort of, let's say, arcana checks. Right. Whatever spell you're looking for first is going to be a DC 10 for it to be in the book still. The next spell bumps up to a DC 15, and then a DC 20, DC 25, and so on. So what spell are you all looking for first? Because it's the easiest, it would make sense if it's the highest priority. Which one comes to mind?
Yeah, you said you want to get him a dog or his slippers?
I thought you said you lost something earlier today.
Well, I just was wondering if... The package that I got delivered needs two spells to be cast on it. And one of them is...
Sorry, fine. Did you say the package you got delivered as though we did not pull it from the bottom of the ocean while pursued by a kraken?
Yes, the one that's in my bedroom needs to be unlocked properly with a find familiar spell and a locate object. So if those are in this, I can walk up to Lester and make him cast the spells. Unless one of you can do that. But if not, I just want to open the package. But I would like to open the package in private. And I understand I'm asking for a lot of things, but I can't cast these spells. So until I can you help me?
Was that really so difficult? That's called trust.
I trust both of you. I trust both of you, and I would never backstab you.
Bass is right there next to us as well. I trust both of you.
He's falling asleep.
Yeah. The Bass. And thank you for being here. But I think I think you can take the rest of the night.
Oh, if you're sure, just don't stay up too late.
Thanks for this delicious beverage.
Of course.
And Bastion will just like float back through the ceiling. I'm also going to amend the rules for the spellbook to make it like usable moving forward. I'm going to add the spell level to the DC. So like the first spell of the day, DC 10. For like find familiar, it's level 1 spell, so the DC would be 11. But if you're trying to look up a higher level spell, it's a hard
power kill. Word kill. Power word kill.
It's any 29.
I mean, so that's for me, but I don't... Other than that, this book doesn't even belong to me after that, if I get those two spells.
Well, let's look for it. Here, I'll use all of my knowledge of the written language.
You're more like Kachi, who studies magic.
Look. Oh yeah, Kachi, you do it. That seems easier.
Can I double fist this by both using the identify spell and an arcana check to be like, okay, this is an older wizard who is like losing his memory. The identify spell should be able to be like, this is that spell just flipped and turned upside down.
I'll say with casting identify spell with your arcana, I'll give you advantage on the check.
Rad. Okay, cool.
You are able to decipher, however, Lester has encoded this for either everyone or his own protection. You're able to decipher.
All right, so you want to find familiar first?
Yes, because down the line I could cast locate object.
Yeah, right. And at least this way I can get that piggy that Gwyn promised earlier.
Alrighty, with Arcana, that's a 22.
That is enough. You are able to locate the page that says Find Familiar. It is kind of like tucked way weirdly in the back, but your Identify spell kind of makes it kind of like flutter and almost kind of like wiggle itself out. There doesn't appear to be a great amount of order to this book, which is also part of why it's so difficult. But you do find the page for Find Familiar. So I'll track the spells that you have found from the book. And we'll treat this like as if a wizard is learning spells for the first time. Lester now knows the Find Familiar spell.
All right, there we go. We got boom, one, done. All right.
And I'll second one. He also knows Magic Missile because he put it in your armor.
Awesome.
Yeah, can he find things? Can he find Malokian objects?
Can he find?
Because we don't have like guidance. I just have to stand here.
I know. I was thinking that it's because we don't have BJ. We like guidance.
Yeah. Thanks.
BJ, if you're watching.
Send guidance.
Malokian object is a second level spell. It's a DC 17 for this check.
Okay, still with advantage with identify?
Yeah, identify is still going, so I'll still let you roll with advantage.
Lovely. With arcana, at advantage, a 19.
19. As you flip through, you find the page that would have locate object. You see blast. That it has been torn in half deliberately. So you find half of a page of locate object. It seems like someone deliberately prevented Lester from being able to cast this spell.
Oh, duh. We Ooh. Kind of knew that, though, I think.
I mean, I it makes sense awesome. Now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but isn't locate object like kind of a short amount of... Okay, sorry, over the table. Isn't locate object like short amount of distance? It's like, what's the requirement? It's like within...
It's not like really far, but it's like...
It's like 1,000 feet. Maybe 500?
Yeah, so like, okay,
it's a lot
so...
in terms of a city, but not like...
Sure, walking like around the city and just... Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is disappointing, and also, I promise it wasn't me.
I believe you.
Thank you.
I have a thought that we could do. How late... Like, is it like late...
It is pretty late.
All right.
It is tomorrow, accurate time, 10:10.
Tomorrow, it's until we get a mission of sorts for this Cursebreaker stuff, I think we gotta go next door and see if this guy has any shit. Maybe trying to sell. Or maybe if he's got something to do.
You don't like our neighbor.
I do not like our neighbor. He yeah. stole shit from the house.
What do you mean? What do you mean he doesn't like your neighbor? Didn't you choose to murder him first in the ballroom?
I chose whoever was closest over and over, and I'll do that every time. Like, that's just what it was.
I mean, in terms of people on the island, like, he's what? He's a shop owner. Like,
well, I mean, listen, if you want to right some wrongs right now, we could go steal from him. Considering he stole from us.
It's too late. I've already almost died three times today.
If you want, I could go kill him.
No.
I get it, but I feel like you're being a little like, my family comes from like an artisanal skill and merchants aren't skill. Like, I don't like that. So I'm just going to shut that down.
Wait, whoa.
You're like, of all the people in town, he's a shopkeeper. Like, that's your class says. Just say it out loud.
Oh,
I'll say it for you.
Are you guys fighting?
Your family owned the
bakery? No, I'm just pointing out that Kachi's from a clearly well-off family.
Yeah, Kachi, you should probably win this verbal fight. Go.
Listen, just like anybody else, I was not privileged. There was just a natural sunroof in
your
canopy.
Your family's not well-respected artisanal sword crafters.
I mean, how would you denote, you know, well off within, you know, a city of Owlland?
Within your community is
the nature of Morales.
They paid well.
Nature of Morales is that like wealth is shared. Like, ooh, there isn't
be a commune, baby.
There isn't a sense of like, it's not really capitalistic in that way.
Like, yeah, okay, in terms of like being well known, like the Hootsy name,
they
like
have
we
renown.
Did have people from all over. We there was renown, but you know, it's not really like a. All right,
well,
I got money.
Don't have capitalism. You have social capitalism. So you're social capital. That you're monopolizing over there. So don't. Yeah. All right. Point it out.
I'll check my privilege. All right.
He stole from the house. He's not guilty because he owns a shop.
Right, fair. But he does deserve to die, right?
No.
No, but if he stole, we should steal back, and that would right or wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're on board now.
So tired. It was the worst day ever.
Okay, it's, no, before we go to bed.
Before we go to bed.
We said we wanted to talk about this, and I want to talk about this. Do we trust people on this island?
Kind of, but not really. I trust Marilyn now. Marilyn's in.
Marilyn on the up and up, absolutely.
Marilyn's kind of like a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Skipshot married up?
Well, I thought that from the moment we walked in.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Skipshot's like, oh, he makes her laugh.
Yeah, he makes her laugh is exactly the phrase I thought. I'm not gonna lie.
Totally, really, really radically cool. Like, she can speak to people all over the world. Some of them are, like, really awesome. Wait, what were your people like?
Oh, like, the people we saw in the vision?
Yeah, yeah, because mine was definitely a terrifying tentacle lady who I think kind of hated me, but whatever. And she said that she doesn't have a name anymore since people took her face.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I know. You meet all sorts of interesting people in dreams. Weird.
I mean, Loam was a... Matt, this is Alan forgetting. Goblin or halfling?
Halfling.
Halfling, thank you. I mean, Loam was a halfling, but she was blind. I mean, for what I know of her, from Morales, she like I said, she lived with Loxodons, so that's like already badass, especially like, you know.
Cool.
You know, just like living like the Loxodons, like, you know, they're larger, you know, there's a reason there was like a, you know, kind of like structured settlement going on in Morales.
I say Loxodons appreciate small allies in Loxodon.
Wait, do I?
Is there like a tension going on right now?
I feel like I know Loxodon but it's not in the languages. I don't remember took it.
You took Elven, I think.
Elvish and Dwarvish, can't remember if I like wanted.
If you
wanted to swap Dwarvish for Loxodon based on where you're from, I'll let that be. That works. It makes sense.
Or if you want to just accept the fact that you lived side by side with the people and you never bothered to learn their language.
Never learn their language because they run marketplaces.
They run shops.
We're finally getting to why Kachi is a terrible person.
I speak to you in very broken Loxodon. Yeah, I'd like a bagel, please.
Yo soy bagel.
Yo soy bagel.
You
wow.
You just say
Loxodon is Spanish?
Yes. Infernal is French. Loxodon. Well, okay, listen, if we're going with the concept that Morales really is New York, I think Spanish is a pretty primarily
second. It's like New Eureka Spanish.
Right. Yeah.
I call you a gringo, basically.
I say thank you.
Gracias.
Gracias.
Where is the library?
Donde está la biblioteca?
Okay, I don't even. I'm embarrassed for you right now. Please stop. Please
no,
stop.
No. It's actually not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's, you know, it could be better. It could be better. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm assuming you weren't in a life or death situation when you needed to learn it. So.
No, I wasn't. No.
It's okay.
Usually trading, you know, at the bottom of the tree. Anyway, getting off topic. Loam, yeah, very cool. But more, you know, peace. So I think she really wanted to center around making sure everything was simpatico with everybody. You know, even Morales, she was always there to just, like, help people.
Peace. Coral. When?
It was an order domain, so it was very controlled, but we didn't really connect.
Oh. Well, what did they look like?
They were a robot.
A what?
They were waffling! They wanted a hat! They were very intense, but I respect someone who can make a decision.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Man.
And it was about the big picture, you know, which I like that.
Okay, well, big picture, this place, people like Glenda, Gilda.
Yeah.
Got it. Sorry, I forgot. Fuck Mary Kill. Gilda, do we trust Gilda?
Not 100%.
Yeah, no, not 100%. I thought I did at the beginning of the day. Absolutely. After that conversation, no.
There's something she's not telling us, and that doesn't mean she's not trustworthy, but it means that we are not trusted.
Someone who's been on this island.
Don't trust me. I don't trust you.
Someone who's been on this island as long as she has secrets. Like, it's got to happen.
Yeah.
But if we want to get off this island and she's not being forthcoming with those.
She's also in charge while here, and I don't, like, does she work hard every day? Like, I don't really know what she does. So she.
I mean, she's got that big table that she moves things around on.
Yeah, it just makes me wonder, like, why would she want to leave? Maybe she'll die if she leaves. You know, like, maybe she's old and she'll just die instantly if she leaves because she's been here so long.
Oh.
I wouldn't leave. You know, and I wouldn't want anyone else to leave because then everyone would leave me here alone and I don't want to be alone. So that would be a completely logical motivation for her lying to everyone forever.
We won't leave you alone. If you want, you can come on the pirate ship with me when I go back with the Cyclops.
Yeah, but if I was going to rapidly age and die quickly outside of a Demi plane, I wouldn't leave.
Oh, right. Sure. Totally. Yeah. Huh. Okay.
If that's even true, she might just have, like, some feelings about, you know, something.
So, with that in mind, do we want, like, yes, we're going to try to keep breaking curses, but, like, is our first kind of, like, step to try to find this headband of intellect?
Oh, yeah, we should do that for Lester anyways, because he's on our crew.
I am so happy you said that. That is 100% the thing that I think we need to do. I think if we meet the right Veritas people, perhaps we go down that route, right? Kachi, you're able to speak to them. We can learn more. We weren't completely even sold, but I want to know more about their motivations. What is this truth? What is this what's happening here sentiment? I do want to hear them. I'm not trying to side with them necessarily, but I want to leave this island, and I will leave with this island if they are the way we leave, you know?
Did we grab one of the scarves Do we have?
I think we have one.
I think so. Yeah, because Cavalier was eliminated, and you have his scarf.
Yeah.
So are you saying the next time we meet them, I can't kill on sight?
I don't think he could.
No.
I think we lead with Kachi, and then if it goes wrong, you get sort of, one of you will get yours first. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Should we try to go back through the basement?
Maybe we can bring could.
Europa. Europa could help clear the rubble.
The basement really freaks me out.
But I just don't know where else.
Yeah, I just don't like that it's there. That's just real. I'm sorry. I don't like the idea that there's people under my bedroom. That's weird. Well, they're like super far under their bedroom, and they can't swim very well, I bet. And like, there's like the grate. I can put something heavy on the grate. I'll be right back. And I just like take one of the bar stools and I just like put it in the fountain on top of the grate. Nobody is getting in. We are very safe.
I really appreciate that, Trigger.
Thanks. Anybody got cartographers?
Hey, I would shoot somebody in the face for you.
Trigger, I would shoot multiple people in the face for you. And if we weren't at the forge yesterday, I would go back and upgrade my bow because I want to shoot more people in the face for you.
No, I don't think we have enough money or favor or anything
that. We were just there. It was a long day. Yeah. I'm excited to shoot more people in the face for you.
Do you guys want to try this? This shit's really good.
Hot chocolate?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Are you sure?
I don't accept drinks. I don't make myself.
Oh, that's fair.
Okay. More for me, I guess.
Ooh.
Oh,
it's hot.
You're so cute. I'm so cute.
All right, before we go to bed, I want to look for one more spell, and we'll call it a night. I think that's good. My identify spell is absolutely gone at this point.
It's a ritual spell, isn't it?
Yeah, the other 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to look. I don't think Kachi would know the name of this spell, so I'm not going to try to like meta that. I would want to look for something. If we're going to be looking around, something that can let me, I don't want to say locate object, something that can let me find where to go. That if I know, okay, this is where our tunnels are that are under the house, where could another entrance be? It's kind of like a find a path.
Nice. Yeah. Go ahead and give me a roll. I'm going to say it's going to cancel out your advantage to just be a flat roll because you don't know exactly. Like, Kachi wouldn't know exactly what he's looking for. He hasn't gotten like the clue or know anyone else who knows the spell. But so it'll just be a straight roll. It's the third spell check. So the DC is 10. DC is 20. And then from going up from there, because you're asking it in this kind of specific way, the results may be different from when you're looking for the specific spell that you know.
Okay. Okay. That doesn't do it with a 19, but, you know. They're close. I was like, I found it.
You could almost like feel like your head kind of nodding forward a little bit as you're kind of looking through this book as like the tiredness begins to seep in as you are unable to locate a spell guided by this whim that you have.
Damn. All right. Bedtime. Bedtime? Bedtime.
Bedtime.
Yeah.
Time.
You wanted to talk about something though, Trigger.
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
Before we go to bed, we need to talk about this. Do we trust people? Was that it?
Oh, well, yeah. It was about, it was kind of about everybody. And also the fact that all of our friends might die someday. But that's okay. People die.
People do die. That's true.
All right. You guys sleep well.
Yeah.
Happy to you too.
Very nice. Yeah, you all go to sleep because of the hot chocolate trigger.
I'm not going to go to sleep. I'll push my 4 hours to the...
It takes you 4 hours to go to bed for the hot chocolate to wear off, so you end up falling asleep and waking up at the same time as everyone else for the first time.
I'm next to... I'm kind of next to Gwyn's room, so... I'm doing the thing where I'm, like, in my hammock, but, like, I'm kicking the wall a little bit because I'm restless in bed, and so you can kind of, like, hear my feet pattering through the wall.
The camera shot is on the roof, like, the ceiling in my bed, and I'm just with the covers. And, like...
just awake looking.
Like, I say in broken locks it on before bed. Hasta la noches.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, God. I don't even speak that language, and I know it's wrong. I just know it's not correct. And we drift off into a nice, restful sleep, and we get a long rest, and nothing bad happens.
Into a nice, restful sleep where nothing bad happens, and you all get all of your health back.
Yeah.
A very long day.
Yeah. What a day it was.
Yes.
The Pirates of the Cursed Cove and the No Good Very Long Day.
And when you all wake up, there is a letter under the door waiting for you.
Oh.
And Bastion would have warned you all. It's a message written very simply, very plainly. Curse Breakers. We suspect a Veritas plot on Fur, Hair, and Scales Salon. Lance Evenstride.
Okay.
And that's we're going to get makeovers.
Nice.
Shattered ships.
So we're getting makeovers.
Makeovers.
Makeover time.
Kachi, your claws are going to look so cute.